The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Yes, it's hump day, and we have started. Bob is just got us fired up this morning. He came rolling in here this morning. He says, they're striping the back! And we all ran and moved our cars. So, good morning, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Wednesday, and gosh, what is it? May the 18th already, and I'll turn it up in a second, sweet pea. All right, while you're doing the news.
Okay.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 7 minutes after the hour 7 here Wednesday, May the 18th, hump day. So, good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and it's currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios. How's everybody this morning? It's going to be 93. My gosh, the Reading Rodeo begins tonight. It's family night, so we're very excited about being out there and supporting this wonderful Reading tradition. Later on in the show this morning, we've got... I tried to describe them last night, but I couldn't quite describe them to my girlfriends. The Marine Corps...
Mounted Color Guard is in town.
They deployed
into the Reading area last night. A big shout out to Ed Roman and Best Western for putting them up and hosting them at the Best Western. And thank you so much, Ed Roman. And, of course, Dr. Maria Salas, who is kind of escorting them, and Gordon and Debbie Bach, who are also escorting our Marines. And they're going to be here this morning at 7:30. If the last thing I heard last night was they were having a few drinks with Gordon and Maria.
Oh, so boy.
I think they'll make it
okay
today.
I'm sure they will. They're probably very seasoned.
If you want to go out and see them today, they're at 10:30. They're going to be at the Reading Rodeo Grounds if you just want to go down and meet them. Plus, they're going to be in a variety of other places, including a barbecue this Saturday at noontime at the Veterans VFW Hall down on right down here in town.
That'll probably be right after the parade.
At noontime after the parade.
So tomorrow, or so tonight's going to be mostly clear with our temperatures around 56. Thursday calls for mostly sunny with our temperatures around 80 degrees, and Thursday night is for a low of 50. Now, here's what's weird, folks. We do have chance of showers coming on Friday and thunderstorms. You know, sometimes these, as we predict that and read the national forecast, it doesn't always happen, but that's what we read. It's called a forecast. So, chance of showers with thunderstorms on Friday night, we'll see. And Saturday also, even though it's the parade, we'll be doing it anyway. Chance of showers with thunderstorms are also possible after noon.
My in-house weather forecaster says there is a strong probability of showers Friday morning. And all the wishful thinking in the world isn't going to change those models. They're pretty hell-bent.
Well, you know what? It's kind of like this. A little rain in the morning's fine because we're rodeoing that night. And you know what? Pancake breakfast. Bring an umbrella. So what? We're going to be out there. So good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's having a great day. Hey, a lot of things going on, of course. The Dining in the darkness is what I do sometimes. Dining Against Darkness, a limited light experience illuminating child trafficking, will be this Saturday, May 21st at 6:30 p.m. at Stirling. And this is to raise money to help those children who have been victims of sex trafficking, and also to also illuminate what happens. And they're going to have speakers there that have actually been over in Cambodia and other places to rescue these young children. And the way they do it is you dine, you have a local renowned chef who has cooked the dinner, and you will eat it in the dark, which means that things taste different. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
If you look at a carrot and it looks like a carrot, you think it's going to taste like a carrot. But if you don't know what it looks like, now the taste and the aroma and the substance and of the food itself will be different. I think it's really quite a great idea. And, of course, the 5th Annual Women's Rodeo Clinic fundraiser for breast cancer is going to be this Friday, Chicks and Chaps.
I think it's sold out, Carl. I think been sold out, and they had to stop tickets on May 1st.
Okay, well, I will stop that then.
Yeah, I mean, but it's really cool that because they only sold 100 tickets, and, you know, Reading is kind of a last minute. We've heard that. Reading is very last minute in selling tickets.
We know
but,
that,
Everybody came out, and that's going to be a very exciting event this Friday as well.
But, of course, we still have our Swing with the Legends Banquet and Auction this Sunday, May the 22nd at 6 p.m. I think there's, it starts at 5 p.m., $75, and you get to meet Gaylord Perry, Eddie Murray, Fergie Jenkins, Radiant Colt 45s, and about 20 other big league baseball players. And then on Monday, of course, Swing with the Legends Golf Tournament out at Riverview, and the Media Nights that Tuesday, May 24th, and of course, Friday, May 27th, a week from this Friday, is
ta-da.
The kickoff of Colt 45 season.
Yes.
You're going to hear it right here on KCNR 1460. Wow. All right. A lot of things going on this week. Like I said, we're going to have the Marines in here with us. But one of the things that I found extremely interesting, of course, was
May
the 18th. But the lobbyist in California, the Senate, if you remember a couple years ago, they had three other people taken down and arrested, and they got them for bribery, they got them for all types of things. Well, for you, they got him for gun running and all this. Well, they made a rule that says you cannot take money from these lobbyists. You know, you can't take money from lobbyists because it's wrong, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Well, here it comes up. Guess what? It's election year. Guess what the California Senate voted themselves? They did away with the rule. They said, well, it's not fair because other people get money that aren't serving. You know, we're senators and we're serving, and we can't take money from lobbyists and or any of this, but other people running against us can. And then you heard that little whiny sound from them, and that sound of their panties bunching up in their, you know, up in their...
Oh,
in their
God.
Butt. And you heard that. And you heard that from our California Democrats.
What?
And so with their little whiny, we can't. And they voted that they could take money from lobbyists, which means now they can go over, they can get a donation from the lobbyists, literally walk across the street and vote for something the lobbyists wanted. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? I believe it. You know why? Because there are a bunch of jerks down there. And, of course, they can't work fast enough to take your money and spend it on stupid things. Just can't work fast enough. But now this way, they can get that extra money from the lobbyist and vote for what the lobbyists want. How come our lobbyists then? You know what? We ought to have lobbyists with more money. And if we really put our mind to it, maybe we could outbuy the other lobbyists. I mean, it gets right down to bribery, right? You can whitewash it any way you want, but guess what? It's still bribery. Congratulations, California Democrats. One more time, lower the bar in the state of California.
So what do you think about last night?
I think I slept like a log last night. That's what I think.
Are we doing that?
Yes. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at...
Well, because we had the primaries that came in last night.
Put me right to sleep. You know what? And I want to talk about that when we get back. I know you do. But you know the sleep number now is, of course, your sleep number setting is?
40.
My sleep number setting is
hanging
65.
Out at 40.
Yeah, you're hanging out at 40. Well, you know why? You should really hang out around 35. That's about what you look like. Part of it is because you sleep so well in that sleep number.
I am so glad I have my sleep number.
I'm hanging out at 60. You know, I'm just trying to work it like that. I don't want to hang out at 68 or 70 or 105. I don't want to do that.
Well, we like our dual controls.
That's right. And the dual air controls gives us that. It's the bet of the year 2015 from Consumer Report, Made in America, guaranteed. You buy a bed right now and you have the sleep number bed, you get two pillows for free. That's right. Find out why you should sleep there. Just, you know, it's not enough us just telling you because you say, oh, well, you know, they're, you know, they're taking, you know, they're getting paid by them. Well, you know, we are. But if I tell you what, sleep is, means so much to us that if we didn't sleep well, that thing would have gone back like the first week. But it sure works for us. And you ought to give it a try. Head on down, see Brian or Janice over in the Target Shopping Center. The sleep number beds are just outstanding. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about what happened last night. Linda is all fired up when it comes to politics and the primaries. We'll be right back.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205. Or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. We're live. It's Reading Rodeo Week.
All right, guess who's in the house?
20 minutes makes, after 7.
Makes my face stretch up to a smile.
That's right. Turns that frown upside down.
That's right.
John Grounding here. Hey, stock contractor to the stars.
Okay, good morning. Hi. Hey, congratulations on, first of all, let's go back to Red Bluff. That was just amazing. How was the experience for you this year?
You mean for the rodeo?
Yeah, just...
No, okay.
No, the dance is afterwards. Yeah, right. No, of course it's a roundup, yeah.
You can't believe how many kids come home for the Red Bluff Roundup, and they bring their friends with them. This Doug Sell, he's like an uncle to me. His daughter came home, and she brought eight of her graduated students from Stanford.
Wow.
And they'd never been to a rodeo before, and they loved it. And I introduced them to all the cowboys, and they went out that night. A couple of them didn't get home until
yesterday.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just so much fun. And then the weather was ideal. Oh, so
that went perfect. It was perfect. Yeah. Great time.
So fast forward to Reading, the rodeo opens tonight.
Yeah. And it's... it's going good. Tickets are really selling, and a lot of good cowboys, a lot of good stock. It looks like the weather's going to hold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said Saturday might be a little tough, but right now it's just beautiful. And then Slack's going on. It starts at 10 o'clock today.
Yeah, we're going to be down there with Marines out there, too, the Mounted Color Guard.
I see that.
Came in, and it just came in last night. So, now, when we talked before, we talked about how it's almost unfair that the stock you've raised...
Well, we talk about this, they're starting to raise these bucking bulls. They're so great, and there's so many of them, that we're not raising our kids to catch up with them. So, you know, the odds of maybe two rides a night, you know, what you hope for, that because the bulls are so ranked. So
those odds are going down then.
Right.
Well, I remember what you said last time, and it was great. It's, you know, one, when that first time that bull walks into the chute, looks out across the arena, it knows what it's there for.
They really do. The bucking bulls that they have now, and Donnie Kish probably helped. He's my partner. He helped start this program over 30 years ago. But it's like being around a lab dog, you know, a Labrador dog.
Mm-hmm.
He just knows what he's there for. He knows he's a bird dog. He knows, you know, what he's supposed to do. Or a sheep dog. They just know what they're supposed to do. Well, here's this breed of bucking bull of its own. Those bulls walk in the chute, and they've been there before. First time in their life.
It's in their DNA now.
It is. It really is.
They have bred into it now, and then at the same time, you've got cowboys who have never ridden a horse, bull riders never ridden a horse in their life, first of all. I was surprised to hear that. You know,
not all of them.
Not all of them, but you've got some of them.
But remember, in this world, you know, before the war, 60% of our society were ranchers and farmers. And now it's less than 3%. So these kids don't come from ranches and farms like they used to.
No, and they're not raised like you were and some of us were.
I don't know. You know, I was sort of medium. But,
but
I'm a car dealer's kid. But these kids that used to be raised on farms and ranches, they were raised tough. I mean, they'd been bounced around a little bit. So it was nothing new for them to get on a bull or a bucking horse. But nowadays... kids are a little smarter than they were, and when it hurts a little bit, you start being a little weary of it.
Well, is rodeo still growing?
Record crowds at Logandale, Red Bluff, and Clovis. There are three major rodeos on the West Coast, and they start in April. And the way the ticket sales are going here at Reading, it looks like there are going to be record crowds here. So,
love it.
So it's still growing, it's still expanding. I mean, there's something about rodeo.
It's an old-fashioned... Yeah. Family, clean, fun.
Right. I think it's cowboy values. You know, I think it's not, we call it cowboy values, but before the war again, and I wasn't even born before the war and wasn't around during the war, manners. Politeness, how you treat women.
American values.
American values. This country was raised on that.
That's right.
And, you know, you got out of bed and you went to work.
Yeah, and you know what?
And you respected your elders.
And you took responsibility for your actions.
Always.
And you wanted to better yourself. You wanted to work hard. That's where, you know, when that, you know, the GI Bill and all this stuff came in. And so I think you're right. I think that rodeo brings that time back that many people have never, ever seen or experienced. And when they see this, it's, you know, doing the right thing when nobody's watching.
Right.
Oh. Imagine that.
We put on a rodeo in St. Paul, Oregon. It's a little community of 490 people, the town itself, but it's a big farming community. And it really makes me feel good to see a 12-year-old kid driving a tractor down the road to go to the next farm. This is a $500,000 tractor, and this 12, 13-year-old kid's driving it. Or these kids are outside moving irrigation pipe. And you know, the work value and what they learn from this, and you know, the value of money.
It is what it is.
And then another thing, I went to China about, I think I told you guys this, I went to China about 6 years ago, and I went with the American Quarter Horse Racing Association, and we all had our cowboy hats on. And everywhere we went, everywhere, they knew two words. I mean, every Chinaman knew two words, American cowboy. And they see that value in us.
Well, it's truly a value when you start off the rodeo with a prayer and mm-hmm. the fact that
national anthems,
all this. You're right. I mean, it's not just a perfunctory thing that you do before a game, like you see sometimes in football or baseball or basketball or this. Sometimes it's almost perfunctory there, and you watch their faces. They have, you know. When they do it when it's done at the rodeo, I mean, people are standing. I mean, all the contestants are there, hats are off. I mean, they know what the words are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
even if they're from another country,
and
they're
I know
doing
we,
it.
You know, it's a great thing. I tell everybody, you know, there's a lot of logistics in rodeo, trying to get everybody there and coordinate and everything. And there's a lot of stress in it. But when the band starts playing the national anthem and the bareback riders are getting their hands in the bareback rigging, it's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
It's going to be a great rodeo this week.
We appreciate you so much. I know we'll see you out there every night. We'll see you out there. We'll see you at Chicks and Chaps.
Yes.
And
Do you have any, like, I mean, which... Any surprise bulls coming out here? You got any? I mean, you know, of course, Red Rock. I mean, that's, you know, one of
legendary.
The legendary. But anyone's coming up from there?
Well, I think I told you guys this last time I was here, but we...
tell us again.
Well, I know it because we're pretty proud of it. But I mentioned Don Kish because the bulls are his bull program. And he's been with me since I was 27 and he was 16 when we got in the rodeo business. And he's part of the family. But anyway, last year we had Buck and Bull of the Year in the NFR, I mean in the PRCA. Right. And there's probably 5,000 bulls out there. And for the Cowboys to pick, this bull is number one, which Red Rock was in his day. And we've had some other bulls. But it's quite an honor to have your bull selected as the Buck and Bull of the Year. So, and that bull is Crystal Deal. And I believe he's out Saturday night.
Crystal Deal, and he's going against one of the champions.
We hope so. We want him on the best. Best on him. So
wow.
It's bragging rights is what it is.
Bragging rights.
It's taking your kid to the soccer game and your kid's winning.
There you go. And your kid's the one hitting the goals, scoring the goals, running up and down. Yeah.
Right.
Except yours is a bull.
Crystal
Deal. Okay.
So watch for him.
So tonight at the rodeo, for maybe somebody can't perhaps make Saturday night, tonight it's still the same, not the same rodeo, because that's a championship. There'll be different, purses on Saturday night. Tonight will be another rodeo.
Yeah, tonight is the beginning of the three-day rodeo.
Right.
And then Saturday is the challenge of the champions. It's actually a separate rodeo. But tonight, it's a good discount night. It's really reasonable to bring your family to the rodeo tonight. And it's the same cowboys, the same caliber. Matter of fact, a lot of the good cowboys want up tonight so they can go to other rodeos during the week. Like Hayward is going on and some rodeo, other Ramona. And there's other rodeos that they want to get to. So the good cowboys want to be up in Redding tonight because there's not another rodeo going on Wednesday night.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, and then they'll be back for Saturday.
Yeah, we had a team roper on yesterday that's here tonight.
Stoddard.
Right. Yeah. Good
Jade
cowboy.
Stoddard.
Yeah. Who met?
Whose name?
That's a cowboy name.
Yeah. That's not a cowboy name
right,
or what?
Jade Stoddard.
Man, I feel,
Carlson, you know, your name should be in a novel.
That's right. We saw James Stoddard across the room.
No, that was perfect.
So it's going to be a great night tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night, and, of course, Champions Challenge on Saturday. John Grandy, who has got the bucking stock,
Bull
of the Year. Oh, you should be, and everybody knows you. You know what? Everybody likes you too.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, you know, it's not easy to go through life because you know what? When you see you work in the arena, I mean, you are so no nonsense. You're walking by, and Linda's leaning over the arena.
Right.
And
give me a kiss,
give
buddy.
Give me a kiss.
And I've got time for that.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not kidding. My personality, my life just changes when I'm in an arena. It's like I belong there, like I want to be there. And I do want to be there. And so it's so much fun. And then you see everybody you know You know, and they can reach me and I can reach them. And you can just say a quick hello and then you go.
Yeah, and it's a quick hello and then you go. But what's great about you, John, and what we feel from a lot of the guys and a lot of the people who are in rodeo, it's infectious, and especially you. You're infectious because you're so passionate about what you do. You can't help but just feel this exuberance.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to be around. I always light up when I see you.
Yeah, I always tell you, and I know we're in a hurry, but you know, I tried working for my dad in the car business when I got out of the Army. And he fired me 4 times in 1 summer. And so I knew I was never going to be a car salesman. But it was I think he knew that I didn't belong there. He knew that something greater was going to happen for me, and it did.
Well, thank you for your service,
too. Well, we'll see you tonight.
We're going to see you tonight. So John Grani, and who is the premier stock contractor, Bull of the Year, Crystal Deal. Crystal Deal.
We're always trying to find – Donnie's always trying to give a new name.
Yeah.
And so, you know, because the old tornado and hurricane and, you know, tombstone and all those things, they've been around for years. So you're trying to just never name an animal the same name somebody else has had.
Well, you know, for a long time, the series went through things like
Copenhagen,
Copenhagen Rick or something like that.
Everything.
I mean, they throw everything in there.
When Copenhagen was a sponsor,
they
that was a part of the deal. And so every stock contractor had a couple of Copenhagen or Skull or something like that. And now we just try and come up with
other names.
I think you should call when Not Your Night Tonight.
Oh, I like names.
Yeah.
I used to even like names like Tombstone and Graveyard.
Yeah.
Because you'd ask a kid, what do you got? Oh, I've got Tombstone. Yeah. And, you know, because the name alone was a scary name.
Times.
That was part back in the old days when you didn't have a lot of great bulls. Right, grave diggers. So, but when you had names like that, it was. You remember, it's part of a psychological. Getting on a bull is psychological.
Oh, yeah.
And most bull riders have either convinced themselves they're going to ride this bull tonight, or they convince themselves they're not going to ride this bull tonight. And we now you throw the name in there, and then it just all starts working against them.
Yeah, what's the name of your bull? 4 seconds.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, and you can see
dead
that
meat.
Too. I mean, I'm dead meat.
You can. What you're going to say, you can.
Well, yeah, you can. But when they come out, they're looking for a spot. You know, sometimes they're looking for a spot to get off at.
Right.
And so you're right. They come in.
The best seat in the house is behind the buck and shoots because every kid is doing something different that psychs himself up, and you can almost see it. In the faces of the guys that aren't going to ride. You know, they just know they got a bull they can't ride, and they've convinced themselves they can't ride him. And so they're already beat before they even nod their head. But then the other kids, the great bull riders, they've got a smile on their face, and they got an attitude, and that's what it takes.
I'm going to ride. It may not have been ridden before, but I'm going to ride it.
Yeah, I'm the first guy.
It's his time.
I remember Cody Lambert. This was back during Red Rocks era. Cody Lambert, he had such a positive attitude, and he drew Red Rock twice. He knew he was going to ride him, and he wanted to be the first guy to ride him. And he didn't, but he had that attitude.
No.
And both times when Red Rock bucked him off, his kid tried so hard that it would almost knock him out when he'd hit the ground because he'd never quit till
he'd
the bitter end.
Yeah.
Fight to the end.
He'd fight to the end, till the bell rang.
Right.
So, okay. John, thank you so much.
Can't wait to see the mutton busting tonight, too.
Yeah. Somebody told us the other day, put your kid on backwards because of the way it runs. They can hang on better.
Right.
I don't think you're going to see that.
Someone once said, and I heard, I don't know if it's Wayne Brooks who announces this really, but it's a form of legal child abuse. So, anyway.
John, thanks so much for being with us.
And thank you guys for what you do for rodeo.
Well, you know what? We need to have you back on and things quiet down. I know you're busy all through the year, but, you know, sometime we just sit down and chit-chat.
Right.
You know.
We could go off on a lot of things.
Oh, we can go on a lot of things.
God.
I bet. You know, when it's not rodeo, we can talk about a lot of other things.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with the United States Marine Corps.
All right.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Cypress Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
You're paralyzed by the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows.
Budget blinds ready.
What about function, total darkness, filtered light? Should there be a lining?
Budget blinds ready.
And then there's fabric. Do you need blinds, curtains, drapes, shutters? Maybe a layered look. What about installation?
Budget blinds ready.
At Budget Blinds Reading, you're given the very best of two worlds. Locally owned service and the peace of mind knowing Budget Blinds Reading offers more brands and more fashion-forward styles with window treatment options that work within your budget. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds Reading team are dedicated to giving you design help to create a home that reflects your personality.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window coverings, shutters, blind shades, draperies, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Marine Corps hymn playing as we welcome the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to our studios today. Before we get to that, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Better-known business there that has discounts for veterans and Espresso Joe's, one of the best coffee places here in town, and walk next door to the best tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that's outstanding. It's rodeo week, so what you need to do is go down there and get all your smokeless tobacco, get your cope, get your skull, get all that stuff. All that there. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Okay, I'm here with the Marine Corps.
Hi, how's it going?
It's fine. I'm here with Sergeant Machuca.
Hi.
Sergeant Tooch.
Hurrah.
Sergeant Felix.
Here.
And Sergeant Barker.
Yes, sir.
And they all have names here.
We do.
Okay, Sergeant Machuca, are you the OIC or the NCOIC here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, they call you the Don.
Yeah, it goes back a couple of years, yes.
Okay. Sergeant Tooch, the Asian Persuasion.
Supposedly. Sometimes, on weekends. Only on weekends.
Sergeant Felix, the Inferno.
Yeah.
He says, I have no idea where that one comes from.
He's on fire.
Sergeant Barker, the Peak.
Oh, you want to know why?
No, not right now. We have the FCC regulations right here. We should all be kicked off. First of all, thanks, Marines, for being. First of all, thank you for your service.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Have all of you all been overseas and deployed?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much everyone here.
Iraq, Afghanistan, or places like that, or
just all over Asia, all over Afghanistan.
A lot of ship time, ship life, for sure. Yeah.
Oh yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
With the Muse, you ship out with the Muse, or
yes, 31st and 15th.
Okay. Yeah, 11th. So
okay,
that's where I was on.
11th Muse.
Yeah.
All right. okay. The United States Marine Corps has a mounted color guard. And, you know, a lot of times people are surprised. We're not surprised up here because y'all have been with us several years. Can you tell us, though, Sergeant, what the mounted color guard is, how it was composed, and your horses, all that?
Well, the whole mission of the mounted color guard is to go out cross country and represent the Marine Corps. We have 10 horses with us that we tend to, and we take them with us on the road. So we travel around, and the way we get around to places is by word of mouth a lot. So a lot of it comes from people such as yourself, you know, putting in requests for us to come out here and support you guys, you know, and be with you guys. So we do a lot of traveling, not as much as we used to back in the day.
Oh, yeah, because there's a time that you would be on the road every week.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you got cut way back.
Yes.
So about how many do you do now?
Now we do, I'd say, a total of major events. We do, I would say, maybe six or seven a year.
Six or seven a year, really? Yes. And is this considered a major event?
Yeah, to us it would be, just because of the amount of days that we're here. Right. So it would be, but the great thing about raiding is that it's a one-day trip, so we can make it out here. No problem.
There and back.
Yeah.
So, well, we're just really happy that y'all are here, and we missed last year.
Yes. We did.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? There was a variety of reasons, and for that, and so when we came back again this year, I just opened the door the first year. And then after that, everybody ran with it. And so we just kind of opened it up again this year. And the people in Redding really appreciate you, in Northern California, Anderson, Shasta County. You know, this is a heavy veteran community up here. And they really appreciate the fact that y'all are here.
Oh, you can tell. You can absolutely tell. And, you know, that's what we're really looking forward to getting out there, especially today being, you know, our actual first day, full day here, you know, back in Redding.
None of y'all have been here before, have you?
That is our first time.
Yeah. I was here a couple of years ago.
Oh, were you here a couple years ago?
Yeah, I was here.
Okay. Well, then you know what it's like here.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
I mean, this is, you know, of course, let me throw this out again. They're staying over at Best Western at Roman. Has provided y'all rooms that seem to be okay, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, they're all very happy there. And then today at 10:30, down at the rodeo grounds in uniform and with your horses, there's going to be a lot of people wanting to present things to you.
Okay.
It goes back to the I Love Me Wall, which every Marine has. And then lunch out at the Veterans Home.
Yes.
And then rodeo tonight.
Yep.
And then tomorrow... fly fishing on the Sacramento.
Right.
I wonder, who's escorting you on that? Maybe it'll be... Who? Oh, Rick. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was trying to get that one. And then Friday, of course, is pancake breakfast.
Yes.
And you know, where you walk around there and let people take your photo and want to come up and rub up against you.
And best times.
Yeah. And then a party boat out on Lake Shasta from... Holiday Harbor.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
You're going to have a good time on that one, too. Now, Gordon will be with you on that. And then, of course, Saturday morning, the parade. Then there's a barbecue, the rodeo. And then y'all, whoever's left standing can drive the truck back.
we have a designated DD right here.
Okay, now, where are you from?
I am originally from South Texas, around South Padre Island area. And I've been stationed in Southern California for the past 8 years. So
how long have you been in?
8 and a half. It'll be more than that. It'll be 9 June 4th.
9. How'd you get over to the color guard?
I requested orders to a non-deployable unit after my fourth deployment. I decided to take a break from it. So went to the monitor, and he's like, hey, you're going to Barstow. And I was like, okay. And then I asked after the fact, like, what am I going to do? Then he told me mounted color guard. So I had no idea. I checked it out on YouTube and Googled it, and I was like, no way. Like, there's no way this exists. Yeah, but it was good. It was a surprise.
I tell you what, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to meet the rest of our Marines here. I think it's important people know is that your horses, though, are all American Mustangs.
Yes. Palominos, yes.
Palominos. That are, and I've been telling people that their initial breaking is at the Colorado State Prison. Is that true?
From
Carson City.
Carson City.
Oh, Carson City.
Yeah, they're rounded up by BLM, and then, yes, and then they're taken over there.
At the prison, though.
Yes.
Is that right?
And then they give them their names. So they have, like, two sets of names. They give them, like, for instance, we have, like, Sonny, Norman, Dean. Prison inmates give them those names.
And the prison names, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
They have your prison names.
And then the prison names, and then we give them their battle names, such as Iwo Jima and so on.
Okay. Great. Okay, we're going to meet the rest of the Marines when we get back from these messages. It's about 16 minutes until 8 o'clock. 68 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. We'll be right back.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
"Now he won't want to marry me," she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. "Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California."
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, food fans. Alton Brown here. If you saw my first live tour show, you may recall the magnificent jet cream, the mighty Mega Bake Oven, or a gaggle of belching sock puppets. Now we're cooking up my next course, Alton Brown Live Eat Your Science, with new songs, new potentially dangerous demonstrations, and newer, belchier puppets. Alton Brown Live Eat Your Science, fun for the whole family.
Sunday, May 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Buy your tickets now. ReadingCivic.com, 229-0022, or at the Civic Box Office.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or broche of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's about 12 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. 68 degrees up there, going up to 97 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business, 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Looking for that gun of choice? He's got them all. That and all the accessories it is for shooting. Ammo, optics, he's got it all. Plus two great gunsmiths there, John Bastiani and his wife Sarah. Started this gun store about 7 years ago and has been a huge success. Buy local, stay local. Give him a chance to beat those big box stores. He can do that. Plus the fact customer support is outstanding. Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. I'm here with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, Sergeant Machuca, Sergeant Tooch, Sergeant Felix, and Sergeant Barker. Oh, with their street names that I won't go back over. We've been talking to Sergeant Machuca. Okay, let's go to Sergeant Tooch.
How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Now, okay, tell us a little bit about you, where you're from, how long you've been in the Corps.
I'm native to California, born and raised in Long Beach, stationed in Camp Pendleton, now stationed in Barstow, California. So I've been over here in the West Coast for a while now.
How long you been in?
Almost 9 years.
So you've also deployed Afghanistan and Iraq and places like that?
Yeah, just combat deployment to Afghanistan and to Muse.
Okay. All right. And how did you get into this?
Same thing with Sergeant Chooks. I made a phone call, one of those deals that, you know, just call it in, got what I got. Marine Corps, their needs and wants.
Needs and wants, boy. Yeah. Tell you what, and, you know, it doesn't change. 30 years. And it always comes down to,
right.
Hey, where would you like to go? And you got your wish list.
Always. Three,
you give us the three places you want to go. As you get older and you get more senior, what happens is when they say that, say, no, what do you got open?
Mm-hmm,
ask them first. Make them tell you what they have open. Then try to pick from one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Except, you know, unless it's always that Okinawa, Afghanistan. Okinawa, Afghanistan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or North Carolina. And that's kind of a toss-up, which one of those you want to go to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And so have you got a lot of horse experience?
No, I'm a city boy, born and raised city boy, and I've never seen a horse in my life until a year and a half ago over there. You know, yesterday I got, you know, stepped on by,
Aries.
Aries stomped on you.
Yeah. Lesson learned. I'm still getting used to the horse life, but I'm loving it, though, you know.
Be falling off yet?
From a distance.
You know, if you haven't fallen off, you haven't ridden.
Oh, no, I fell off three times before. Yeah, I jumped off once, though.
Call it
technically.
Gracefully sliding.
Gracefully sliding. Okay, now that's Sergeant Barker, Terry Barker. So, good morning.
Morning.
Get in a little bit closer there to the microphone, and then, just pull it up there. Okay, Sergeant Barker, where are you from?
I grew up in Ohio.
In Ohio? And what part?
Northern Ohio.
Northern Ohio? How long you been in?
I've been in, I guess 8 years now.
8 years, and you're just like the rest of your fellow Marines, been all over?
I spent actually all 8 years in North Carolina.
In North Carolina?
Yeah.
So, I feel sorry for him.
Yep. Since 08, just been in North Carolina the whole time. So
is that right?
They finally gave me orders, and I came somewhere else.
And they got you to Barstow.
Yes.
It's very similar to North Carolina, right? I talk about North Carolina because I've been through there several times, went to infantry school and all that. And then since then, mainly West Coast and sometimes back in the East Coast. But I lived in North Carolina, and Linda was born in North Carolina. So what part of North Carolina?
Jacksonville.
Oh, you're in Jacksonville.
Yes.
But you're from Ohio. Okay. So how did you get into this?
I was like a year ago. I got back from Kuwait and went to work and just checked onto my computer. It said you had orders to Barstow, California.
Once the knees right there.
I packed it up and moved to Barstow, California because they told me I was going there. And
it's easy. You know, people don't realize how easy it is to be a Marine at times. You don't have to worry about what you're going to wear.
It's true.
Every day you get up.
Right.
You don't have to really worry when you're younger where you're going to go. I mean, that you can give lip service. You know, where do you want to go? Oh, hey, I'd like to go to 1st Marine Brigade over in Hawaii. Yeah, how about Barstow? You know, so, I mean, but so life's a little bit, you know, you don't have all those decisions to make every day.
Yeah, Barstow's not too bad, though. You think about it. 2 hours away from Vegas, 2 hours away from Los Angeles.
Definitely slow paced.
Yeah. So have you been around horses?
I have. I've got a little bit of a horse experience.
Okay.
Growing up, riding them. Had a couple when I was in high school, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get to the inferno here.
The hot seat. The inferno, Miguel Felix.
Sergeant Felix. Okay, where are you from, Sergeant?
I'm from L.A. area.
L.A. area,
I was born down there, and then I moved up to Hesperia, which is like 40 minutes south of Barstow.
Yeah, I know where Hesperia is.
Oh,
yeah, I think I actually had... I knew people that lived there in Hesperia because I've stopped through there a couple of times. So, yeah, that's close to Barstow.
Yeah, pretty close. But I never go home, though, because I'm always on the road.
So. Okay. Now, when you were from the L.A., so were you a horse guy?
No, not at all. I mean, I've seen them, but I never rode them. Like, not really.
Everybody's seen a horse. Yeah, I watched them in parades.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny how the first group that came through here that cycled through were all cowboys out of Montana, and well, the gunny wasn't, but everybody else had a lot of horse Linda, everybody had a lot of horse experience there in that first group that came through the first couple times. They, you know, they've been riding since they were six or seven. And then as time goes on, it's, you know, they pick really good Marines. It doesn't mean that you have to have horse experience, though.
Right.
What have you, okay, and so you also, were you, excuse me, a West Coast Marine then?
Yes, I was at Camp Pendleton, Camp Horno for 4 years. Then I got orders to Barstow, now I'm here.
Well, what's the biggest thing, Sergeant, that you really like about the Mounted Colored Guard? And I know we joke around and get to see a lot of things, but do you feel like you're truly representing the Corps when you're out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the most important thing is the people, by far. Without you guys, we wouldn't exist. You know, it's everything we do, from taking care of the stables, the grounds, all the hours we put into it that a lot of people don't see. You know, sometimes even our own chain of command doesn't see it, just because we're separated, you know, different areas. We're constantly working, getting things ready to come out here and, you know, interact with you guys and be out there in the parades, rodeos, and, you know, get into the whole populace and be with you guys, you know, because you guys are the ones that make it happen. You guys are the ones that bring us out here.
I just want to tell you how much you appreciate it. First of all, as a Marine, you know, you appreciate being around other Marines. And because we, you know, first time I retired was 99, and then they called me back in again. So don't ever think you're out. But being around Marines has been a special part of my life. And you all represent the Marine Corps. And everything you do out here represents the Marine Corps. And we've always, including up to now, and hopefully forever, is how much that, you know, how much you all mean to the community and to our nation. So it's really kind of great that you're here.
Okay, I have a question. I have a question since we're live on the air. Let's go around and find out, since you've become a, you know, start with...
Tooch. Sorry, Tooch.
Tooch.
She wanted to say Asian.
Yeah.
I could have, but it was going
on the
weekend.
I'm not even going to go there, folks. You have to see in person to understand why they have these names. And I'm still curious about Inferno, like where that came from. I'm sure that maybe we have to talk about that off the air, I'm kind of thinking.
There's literally no story.
That story is no story.
But, okay, Tooch, so... as you've been riding and being on the Mounted Guard and traveling around, what would you say, since this deployment has been the most important thing for you, with, let's say, personal growth as a Marine?
Personal growth. I would have to say developing the skill to see what people are really like. Because born and raised in Southern California, you know, you have a mix... a variety of people who love the military and hate the military.
Right.
And everywhere that we are at, the sponsors make sure that that the area that we're at, that's military lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best thing about, for me at least, because I was born and raised in Long Beach, and you don't see too many Asian military men out there. So for me to fight for my country and do what I do best, you know, this is actually a gift for me to actually spread the love back to them.
That is so cool. There's a patriotic pride that really, I think, wells up in all of us when we see you guys. And we see the whole personal story behind, you know, the fact that these are BLM wild Palominos, and then they're trained by rehabilitated prisoners that are rehabilitating. So the story that goes into the horses, and then having you guys, who many of you have never been on a horse except for Ohio guy over here, and to all of a sudden now this is your duty, and then to go around America and show the pride of the Corps on these horses is just, it's really an incredible experience. You guys do it with such dignity and such pride.
Yeah.
So we really thank you. Inferno, how'd you get your name?
I really don't know. Sergeant Barker, just, hey, you're going to be called the Inferno.
Let me say this. In the Marine Corps, you know, you don't pick your own name. Other people give it to you throughout the time.
True.
And just something about him, we just felt like he was either red one time or something like that, and he was
really
burning
almost
up.
Almost like now. Okay. Well, you know what? He's simmering.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just a matter of time.
You don't want to see him mad. You don't want to see him mad.
That was a good question, is what, you know, on that. What about you? What about you, Sergeant? We're going to go past the 8 o'clock hour. I don't care. Sergeant, it's our station. Sergeant Felix, the Inferno.
Yes.
Same question for you.
Like personal growth-wise? I mean, I think like public speaking and going out there and actually speaking to people, it helped me better myself in talking in public. And I don't know. It's good for me for personal growth, just speaking to other people and meeting new people, I guess.
It takes you out of the comfort zone.
Yeah,
out of the comfort zone.
All that. You got to meet all the people, or else they're just going to think you're the weird dude in the corner or something.
Well,
so,
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, and you're, I mean, you're with some guys that are just, you know, very very outgoing too.
Yes.
So that kind of pulls you. Mm-hmm. Now, what about you? Come on back in here, Sergeant Barker. What about you, Terry? Like, same thing. What have you gotten out of this?
I would say mine's pretty close to Sergeant Tooch's over there. It's just the always being on the East Coast and in that area. And now I'm getting to come to California and Wyoming and Kansas and Iowa. And it's just seeing the whole entire country and getting to meet new people from new areas. I've never even stepped foot in California before. All I've seen is like the movies. So when I got to Barstow, it's desert and mountains, biggest mountains I've ever seen compared to the East Coast. We got, I guess, rolling hills compared to something that's in California. So just the experiences that I can go back once I get back on the East Coast and say I've seen, you know, I've been all the way up to almost Canada, went to Texas, been to California. I've been to every single corner of the U.S. now, met people from all over. So that's probably the biggest growth.
This is the first time that y'all have been in Northern California?
Yes.
Besides that, Sergeant Machuca, he's the only man.
Well, Sergeant Machuca, you're the senior, you're the NCOIC. Same thing for you. What about you? That was a good question Linda had.
It really was.
You know, about personal growth, and that's good for you.
Personal growth, I would definitely say coming here, comfort zone. It forced me to get out of my comfort zone. I've always been very outgoing, extroverted, so that never came as an issue to me, but definitely one of the challenges that I faced was a shift in paradigm. You know, so I had to see it from other people's ways of doing things. I had to realize that two people can look at the same picture and both be right. That it's not always my way. That it's the right people in the right seats that make this happen. It's the trust that you have to have in your team, in your organization, to go anywhere. You know, I think that, you know, coming from a very ground-pounding mentality with being an infantry unit to, you know, you have a plethora of Marines with you, coming down to right here, three other guys, you know, and I really have to rely on them, you know, and I know my, another thing is to know my strengths, know my weaknesses, and most importantly, be vulnerable, you know, and open with my teammates in order to make all this happen. I think that's definitely the biggest challenge.
You go beyond the authoritative type of leadership where you just tell people what to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In something like this, well, you're all sergeants for one thing. Yeah. And but the other thing, too, is there's always somebody in charge, but it's also your team that you've learned in combat is the same thing. I mean, you still rely on each other. You're still your brothers.
Yeah, absolutely. No, nobody likes being told what to do, so it's always usually suggestions, but you really have to tap into everyone's passions and make them see, not force them, but help them see it, why they should want to do this, you know, why it is that we do what we do here, you know, and have pride, and so that's the greatest thing. Yeah.
Super. You know what? They just get better every year. You know what? I guess. You know, Marine Corps is doing a good job. Here with Sergeant Moses Machuca, Sergeant Stuart Tooch, Sergeant Miguel Felix, and Sergeant Terry Barker, the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. We are so happy you Marines are here with us. And I hope you have a great time. I think
you will.
And thank you so much for your service to our country.
I just want to say thank you to all of our sponsors from Reading itself. Thank you for having us here. And this pleasure.
It's you know what, it's a pleasure to be able to do that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We've already blown past the news. We're going to have Gary Cadden when we get back.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Queen Elizabeth II today announcing government promises to put Britain at the cutting edge of technology and social progress in the 21st century in her annual address to Parliament.
Legislation will be introduced to prevent radicalization, tackle extremism in all its forms, and promote community integration. National Citizen Service will be placed on a permanent statutory footing.
The promises include plans for prison reform and even a new sugar tax. As of today, if the Queen wants to, she can use her Google device to swipe at Starbucks for a cup of coffee. The mobile payment service Android Pay is coming to the UK, marking its first expansion outside the US. Today, Google joins Apple Pay, which launched in the UK nearly a year ago. With both services, users merely tap a phone next to a store's payment reader to charge a credit or debit card. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. A short break, but a happy one. 8:05 in the morning here on the 18th of May. Here at KCNR Free Fire Radio, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Linda has the weather here.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's currently 72 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be sunny today where the temperature's around 93. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 56. Thursday, mostly sunny with our highs of 78. Thursday night calls for a chance of showers. We'll give you an update with our weather every just here in about another 20 minutes. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at
365-3793.
There we go.
You got it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Budget Blinds. Right here in town. Budget Blinds. It's getting hot. It's going to be 98 today. That sunlight's got to go someplace. It comes into your house. So then what? It just gets hotter. So probably window coverings is a good idea, and that's why Budget Blinds is a great idea. Give Jerry a call out there at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. He will find the right window covering that fits your budget, fits your motif, fits it all. That's what he does. He does a great job at it. Budget Blinds. Okay, now, even though I said the sheriff is going to be here, sheriff is kind of, he's not here today. He's going to be here next Wednesday. And so I, you know, with the election season coming on and everybody getting their turn here, so I called Gary Cann and said, Gary, can I move you up a little bit? And Gary said, yeah.
Sure.
You know what, Carl? I will save you again. So there. Okay. Good morning, Gary Cadd, Reading City Councilman.
Good morning.
Running for re-election.
Well, the thing with it is, Carl, we're really getting a little ahead of ourselves. Saying running for city council, yes, I have taken out papers to run for council, but we don't really become candidates until we actually do go through the sign-up process, which is roughly the 20th of July to about the 10th of August. It's 90 days out.
So are you telling us you may not be running?
No. But
okay.
The usual candidate thing doesn't really start until we actually the sign-up period ends. And
okay.
That's in first part of August.
All right. But
yeah, no, I'm running for city council. I think that there's work to be done, and we have some problems with, as you heard me over and over and over again, and you will hear more of it on the unfunded pensions coming up. And
well, let me ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand some of the things the city council does. I know I should. I should be brighter. Last night, they voted on a roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to cost the city, equivalent of a policeman. Why did we put roundabouts in?
Well, roundabouts are being put in this particular instance, basically down there
on Victor,
because there's asphalt there already. I mean, they're just going to redesign the area.
It's like millions of dollars. It's like $2 million, isn't it, to do this? I mean, the money comes. It's still taxpayer money. It doesn't come from right out of the general fund.
From grants is where it's coming from.
Well, it's coming out of your pocket, my pocket.
But the thing, if it comes out of yours, it comes out of mine too.
That's what I said. It comes out of your pocket and my pocket.
Right. But the thing with it is, if they put in this particular situation, if they put signals in down there, it would be more expensive because they're putting in a budget rate. Roundabouts, which is what I like. Some of these large roundabouts, like we have over on Shastaview, the one on Shastaview and Old Alturas, cost the city $2.1 million. Well, McConnell paid for it, and then the city paid McConnell back again. So what happened?
Where is the city council's head on things like this? Why would you spend $2.5 million on a roundabout?
Well, especially when it would probably cost them about $600,000-$700,000 to put. I think the figure was $800,000 to signalize that area instead.
And I'm not even sure why it would cost that much for that. You know, I mean, $800,000. I mean, it's just the cost of things are just anyway. But I don't understand when we're in this supposed to be this time of austerity and we're not. You know, the tax revenue's not going up.
No, you can look at the.
That's what I want to talk about that too. But why? Why we're spending even if it was $10,000, why we're spending that?
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't know. That's why you see it's 4-1, or it used to be 3-2, and now it's 4-1 at times. And you know, folks, people don't come and ask me why do you always vote 4-1. I don't always vote 4-1.
No, sometimes it's 5-0.
But it's 5-0, it depends.
Sometimes
upon
it's 3-2.
Well, yeah, but it depends on the situation. But the thing with it is, most times when you're going to see a 3-1, it usually involves do re mi. It involves money,
mm-hmm.
And it's where I think we need to cut back, and where we need to be careful of what's coming in the future, especially around that 2020 in that general neighborhood. Employee costs are going to balloon, not because they're getting a raise, it's because CalPERS is incorporating the regular or the ongoing pension amount and putting the unfunded along with it. So that percentage. See, CalPERS sends us a report every December. And in that report, it's a percentage of salary that we have to pay CalPERS. So whatever the salary is, you take a percentage, and that's what we send off to CalPERS. Well, that is escalating. And the reason it's escalating is they have us on a payment plan for paying off these unfunded pensions. In the first 5 years, it's going to be a ramp up, and it'll be maybe at 1.735. It comes up to about $11 million in 2020. Then that amount is going to carry on for another 20 years to pay this money off. And then PARS has got its problem also.
I thought they just said they just saw all this added another $2 trillion to it because they weren't counting everything. Now they're starting to count teachers' unions in it and everything.
Well, but the teachers' union's separate. That's STRS. That's CalSTRS and there's CalPERS.
Are we having to pay STRS?
No.
Okay. So we're okay with that?
Well,
the state is.
The schools are maybe paying STRS. Yeah. I mean, the school districts are paying PERS for their people, but that's separate from the city.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break. Let's take an early break. And we're here with Gary Cadd, who is, you know what, he is the, I guess you could say, the, you know, real conservative on the board of the city council.
I'd say so, yeah.
I'd say you're the one. And people seem to get upset. They say, well, it's 4-1. You know, he doesn't want to get along. Well, no, and I don't think that's, and I'm not, we don't endorse people here, but here's what I think is it can't always be 5-0. And if it is always 5-0, we need to have an election. And get rid of some of this. Because, I mean, my goodness, 5-0 is what got us into this trouble we're in right now. And you know what? Frankly, that sucks. And if we don't do something about it, I think that we deserve whatever happens after that. So, anyway.
We're going to address some of these chat pack questions, too, with Gary when we get back here on KCNR 1460.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
National News with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abbott. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, May the 18th. 73 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. They are a veteran-owned business, and they give discounts to seniors and veterans. And with that temperature coming up, maybe you ought to take a look at Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State 2015, and they are best in the North State. They can take care of any type of heating and cooling system. We are with them, and every 6 months they come out and they make sure that our filters are clean and the air ducts are cleaned out and that we are running efficiently. And they can do that for you, plus take care of any problems you have. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Linda and I are here with Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd. Good morning, Gary. And Gary pointed. Gary told us, is that, well, no. Nobody's, people have thrown their hat in the ring, but nobody knows for sure if they're really going to do it until they take out papers. And they can't do that until when? July?
Well, it's July. Say the July the 20th is the start of about a three-week period that you take, go to the clerk's office and take papers out and actually sign up to be a candidate. Right now, we can go out, and we're saying we're running for city council, and we can raise money and start getting our campaigns ready.
You know, I called Reverge and Somo the other day, and he gave me a check for $46,000 to run for city council just to start off.
Cool.
And then I have the veterans for city council committee behind us, and so they raised another $500,000. So I figured that $543,000 at least maybe get me into the playoffs.
Should be able to.
Maybe, but maybe not. So who knows? Anyway, just kidding, of course.
Just
kidding, of course. Linda, I tell you what, you don't have to worry about that because I have to go to sleep at night in my Sleep Number bed. And when I do, Linda will take a pillow and put it over my face. And I don't have to worry about waking up. I will sleep the sleep of a generation there if I ever said I was going to run for anything. I so much admire you all. You know, yes, I do. I poke and I chastise and I question. And sometimes I even bang my head on the ground on things that, you know, that politicians do. But I admire our local politicians that get into it. They get into the fight. They're in the arena. They're in there every day. And especially you guys don't get paid enough to...
$600 a month.
Well, probably overpaid for some of you.
Yep.
But, no, $600 a month. But, I mean, for abuse. I mean, just the abuse meter. It's got to cost more than that.
The abuse factor?
The abuse factor. But, you know, I think there must be a little bit of masochism in all of you all. Anyway. Okay. Moving past that, we talk about unfunded liabilities, but one of the things that we, you know, is also is the tax revenue that comes in. I mean, it's not a surprise that our schools are getting smaller because our population's not growing, and our tax base is going down. And
sales tax. The last time, I think it was the last time that I came in and spoke with you, I mentioned then that the sales tax receipts were down $1.6 million. And we were given a report last night that they're down now $1.9 million as compared to what the staff had budgeted.
Oh,
What they had budgeted. It's okay. Down 1.9. It's going to come down over $2 million for the year for sales tax. So that's not really good increase. Now, part of that
That's not an increase at all.
Part of that is probably because of the reduced gasoline price, because the two sectors that really show most of the increase on the sales tax is the cars and gasoline. The other segments are somewhat stagnant. I mean, I'd love to see the building just going massive and start, because we've got a, I don't know how many subdivisions around the area that we could start building if the economy picked up enough. But
would they start growing if if some of the permitting fees went down?
Well, yeah. See, the thing with it is, I think the permitting fees need to be dropped. I think that the folks, when they go in and have a project they want to go through, they should be able to get it through and find out whether it's going to go or not, instead of getting halfway through and then finding out, oh, we've got to add this on or add that on, which has been something that the city has been doing in the past. Although we've got two new people in the development department, Larry Vapel.
What do you think about him?
Great.
We had him on, and this guy seems very, very proactive when it comes to business, and I like that. But the culture down there is of a no. I mean, we still hear this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he is, but he's going to have to change that whole culture that they've been living in for ever.
Well, if he can get it changed, yes. And then we have a new permit manager, which is Paul Hellman, and I've spent some time with. I was able to take Paul through the Good News Rescue Mission through the House of Victory House and the House of Hope, and was on a tour that we took him through, and it was a lot of fun spending a couple hours. And also, Mr. Starman went with us on that particular time, and we're going to line up Mr. Vapel to go through in a future time. But I spend some of my time down at the mission. I like to at times when I can take some of the fellows down there out to lunch and talk with them. Went to their graduation here just about a month ago, and it's nice to see the people that went into the program that had problems, and now they're coming out 18 months later, and they're either going to school or they've got a job and they're getting ready to get their own apartment and straighten their lives out. So it's a real plus, and I think that with the Victory House now open, the ladies that are in the program will be moving over to the Victory House, and it's more or less doubled the size. They can hold 36 women and children now in the Victory House. Then the House of Hope, which was their old housing, is being refurbished. They're tearing it apart and rebuilding it, and they're going to be able to take 80 women and children off the street now. I think it was 20 before. When this reopens now, they'll take 80 women and children.
Well, what's your thoughts on the Sobering Center and the Date Center? I mean, when's Missy going down there?
I'm not sure.
So what are your feelings on that? Sobering Center, Day Center, they're looking at it. You know, the Utah model I thought was flawed, magnificently flawed. I think the San Antonio, if you start small, may have a chance. What do you think about the idea of having a Sobering Center or a Day Center?
Well, I'm in favor of it. I don't know that the city has the money to put into it. I think we already set aside $375,000 from the sale of the old police building to put into that. But no, I'm in favor of doing it and trying it and see what we can do. There's a lot of things we need to be trying and moving forward with them. So I don't really have a problem with that. I know we're talking about the homeless, and the homeless would be fine. I don't see the city putting money into a homeless because that we don't have it. We have bills, and the homeless situation is going to have to come from the community. And a big part of that is through the rescue mission, and the rescue mission is enlarging and building new buildings and getting larger.
I think the city said that they didn't want to be the ones that were going running it. And they don't. I don't know how much money that will go into it, but the city doesn't want to run it. Wants it to be a, I don't know. Wants it to be one of the non-profits.
Non-profits, yes.
You know, like Good News Rescue Mission. And I think there's another one that stood up to the, I don't know, Northern Valley something.
Yeah, North Valley Catholic Services.
Yeah. It stood up too, said that they can do that. Because
mm-hmm.
Right now the transient problem, when you think things are kind of slowing down, there's been a upsurge of vandalism and, gosh, I would even say almost minor assaults down at the Veterans Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I think you probably read about that.
I did.
That is happening to people that are going in there, people of, you know, heroes, Purple Heart, people in the middle of the military or the Purple Heart and those. Why do people, I mean, and then when they call the police, oh, we'll put more people down there or more patrols. Why are we even putting up with that stuff? I mean, well, you know, they're defecating in the doorways. An elderly man getting his wife out of the car and getting a walker, and then they urinate all over his car.
Yeah.
There's something wrong here, Gary. And well, why isn't the city council doing something about it?
Well, the thing with it is we don't have the money to hire more cops to pick them up, and the people in that area have been doing that for some time, and to some level, which isn't very far from where we're sitting right now. But the thing with it boils down to is we don't have jail space to pick those people up. I mean, you go talk, you get the chief to come in and talk. I'll make a bet the chief could darn near name the people that we're talking
about. No, he can't.
Name them by name.
And it's, you know, when I say that to you, it's a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Because it goes back to the county when, you know, that you got two people, you got people running for office there. And one is Leonard Modi, who's been here and been in that job for 4 years. What has he done? What has the Shasta County Board of Supervisors done to help with this problem? Everybody says the same thing. It's money. Well, our tax dollars are going down, or the money that's coming into the city is going down 1.9%. Or
1.9 million.
Okay, 1.9 million. Well, then what's the answer here? I mean, okay, we're going to raise taxes for everybody? I mean, that seems to be the answer.
Well, they're wanting to raise taxes, but then some of that tax money we're going to have to give the county. We're going to pay to put in new jail space, whether it's the courtrooms or the bottom of the jail. But well, and then we're going to have to pay to turn around to hire the employees to run these new jail areas. Mm-hmm. So are we going to have city employees? We'll give the money to the county. See, and this is where they want to put a contract together.
Mm-hmm.
Contract. Ordinarily, and I'm not a super master on this issue, but joint powers authority, JPAs, are when governments come together to raise and expend money. And for my seeing, it should be a JPA where it has a closer idea of what's going to happen with the money. Now, I know last night that Mr. Weaver came up with an idea that put together a citizens committee. But really, it depends upon who's going to be on the citizens committee.
Well, now, that's what he said when he was on the show. You know, he said there's got to be oversight of the mm-hmm. if this tax thing passes. And I asked the question, is it going to be civilian oversight? You know, that doesn't mean they can say where the money goes, but that they know how it's being used and it's open and transparent to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he said yes, he would encourage that. In fact, you know, for people, to, you know, a small group to be on there to be able to say, here's the money, it's coming in, this is where it's going. So that you don't have to worry about City Hall snatching a million here, you know, a thousand there and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it should be.
I like that, but I also have no problem with sharing it with the county. I know people have said, oh, it's illegal. Well, I don't know if it is or not. But if they make more beds spots that we can put these recalcitrant asses into. Mm-hmm. I'm all for that.
Well, and the thing with it is that put this committee together and have the committee autonomous.
Totally.
They go to the city, they get the information, they go back and do it. They don't have the city looking over their shoulder.
Well, yeah, but then the city can do away with them, though, anytime they want.
Well, see, then there's your problem.
See, there's a problem. So you've got to have something like that, yeah. That it's tied into the fact that it's got to be a 5-0 vote.
Well,
to get them to
agree to what's going on. I mean, I can understand that.
Yeah,
because
it would have to be the city council. We have to vote 5-0. To do away with that commission.
Oh, fine with me. Yeah.
I know it is,
yeah.
Because there's...
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Gary, I'm glad you're here because you never back off on a question. We got to take a break here. I'm going to come back. I know that the unfunded liabilities is something that's hanging over all
it's
of
astronomical.
Us. Astronomical. And I'm just not sure that how it's going to be fixed. Plus other questions we have for you. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-2750. They've got all the jewelry that you could possibly want, whether it's estate jewelry, if it's brand new. If you've got an idea, you take it in there. Rebecca and her husband, he's a gemologist and a jeweler, and he can build that for you. Yeah, can build whatever you're thinking. Plus, they have normally trained watch repairmen in the whole area right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. Give them a call at 222-2750, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. We'll be right back with Gary Catt.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, food fans. Alton Brown here. If you saw my first live tour show, you may recall the magnificent Jet Cream, the mighty Mega Bake Oven, or a gaggle of belching sock puppets. Now we're cooking up my next course, Alton Brown Live Eat Your Science, with new songs, new potentially dangerous demonstrations, and newer, belchier puppets. Alton Brown Live Eat Your Science. Fun for the whole family.
Sunday, May 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Buy your tickets now. ReadingCivic.com, 229-0022, or at the Civic Box Office.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. I'm here with my love. My love goddess.
Well, good
Linda
morning,
Bott.
Everybody. We're looking forward to all the events. And remember, at the rodeo grounds this morning at 10:30, you heard earlier in the program the Marine Corps color.
Mounted color guard.
Mounted color guard. There's four guys, wonderful young, just really bright young men, and we want to give them a beautiful Reading welcome. I know that we're going to have some of the dignitaries, and hopefully you can come out there too, and just for the press to help them feel, you know, like welcome. Reading is welcoming you. One guy's been here before. The other three have not been here before. It's interesting to hear their stories about how, you know, this is part of their duty. And three of them have never been on horses before. And all of a sudden, you know, here they are.
Riding in front of thousands of people on Mustangs.
It's wonderful. Yeah. And speaking of supporting, events and these kinds of things in town, on May 25th, it's media night for a wonderful show by Nora and Delia Efron. It's called Love, Loss, and What I Wore. It's going to be hilarious, of course, if you've read anything from Nora Ephron. It's just delightfully, wickedly funny. So, Riverfront Playhouse, I've got two tickets, media night. We want to make sure we fill the seats. So, give us a call here, 605-4567. And we have two tickets to give away to you right now at 7:30 for the 7:30 show, May 25th.
We call it bits. We want to do butts in the seats. There
okay.
you go. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of bits, is Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. And that's where I was yesterday and having a great time catching up on everything, everything that's going on in town. And just, I mean, it's cool to go in and get a haircut.
Gossip.
Oh, you know what? No, it isn't. We don't, you know, in fact, we were talking about Rick Hill and how Rick goes in there and gets his haircut shorter than mine. And how I used to say to him, you know, that I said, well, you're going to a stylist. Well, yeah, you know, it's, you know, I'm styling. And I said, what do you talk about in there? And he goes, well, you know, I'm not sure. I said, well, you know what? We don't, in the barbershop, we talk about Harley. We don't talk about, you know, once a month I don't feel good. And that was it. Rick came over to the light side after that, and he's in there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great place, better known. All right. Hey, we're here with Gary Cadd. And, you know, Gary, Reading City Councilman, and you know what? During the break, I pummel Gary, as I do all city council people, because, you know, I want everything to happen now. In fact, though, as a lot of us are talking, we just like to have anything happen.
Well, what you're talking about here is what we've been talking about. You have to go back to January of 15 when some of this first came before the council. And my comments then and coming forward was to do nothing then was simply not an option.
It was a January a year ago.
Over a year ago. So we've spent $155,000 on that report. And where are we?
And then ignored it, basically.
You know, and well, the thing with it was, I didn't have a part in the report. I just it was, and the thing that sort of got me too is when we really sat down and started talking about all these issues. It was on a weekday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon is when we went through and talked all the issues and then put voted to put the measure on the ballot. For me, to be quite truthful, that was an evening meeting.
Of course it is.
That should have been at 7 o'clock at night, it'd been such a big meeting that we'd had to use one of the schools again for an auditorium to have people come in.
Well, and you're right, and it should have been, but it wasn't because it's during the day. And that leads to another question one of our listeners have here is, how about having the comments put back in the beginning of the city council meetings?
You got to vote here.
It's unfair to people with children to look after. It should be a hot issue. But, you know, we were told we're giving the city a timeout. We're told, you know, all these things. You know, oh, no, it should be at the end of it because we really don't want to listen to the 30 minutes up front. It's been a year, and I need to ask this for all of our city council people. It's been a year. Are you ready to go back and revisit
that? And how do you revisit that, and how do you pose it again?
Well, we can bring it up again, but I know for a fact that there's at least two members on the council that don't want to hear it. I'm sorry to put it that way, but that's it. They won't hear it. It won't happen. And so one of them is going to be leaving the council is that she says she's not going to run again, and the other one's still going to be on the council. They're the two ones that really pushed hard to change that.
Is that Kristen and
Francie? Missy, Francie and Missy.
Okay,
so here's my question. If the people who put you in, if you're city council, aren't you supposed to be representing the people?
Oh, sure. That's right.
So how can you make your mind just not going to do it? Well, if you have people that want to do that. Is this kind of like, I don't even want to go into it. My mind flips around and think about the delegates. Is this already predestined? No.
What the thing boils down to is the public is encouraged to come to the meetings and be quiet. And they're not given their time because some council members, I'll be truthful with you, somebody wants to get up there and they want to harangue Gary Catt and tell me exactly what I'm doing wrong. I'll tell you what, I listen to everybody. And I welcome somebody come in and say, Gary Catt, you're a real jerk, you know.
It's three minutes.
And tell me, it doesn't bother me a bit. If I had 20 people come up and do that, they have the right to do that because they own that building.
Right.
And it's only 30 minutes, and it's 3 minutes. So, you know, the most you, I mean, if everybody took their 3 minutes, it's 10 people. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes at the beginning that our city council, you know, is so thin-skinned, and they are. And I don't see why they don't. I'm going to ask, you know, as they come through, I'm going to ask, why don't you bring that back to the front? And because they'll say,
control.
Well, it doesn't, you know, we don't have to, and blah, 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 blah.
Carl, it's control.
I know it is. That's the whole thing. Well, that's all about politics anyway. Okay, but just as something simple, because I can't, you know, I see little things that have been, you know, maybe been accomplished, you know, they, you know, vote on fixing the street or something like that, but... How about, you know, one of the things you mentioned during the break, you know, about putting, you know, porta-heads, porta-potties out. Mm-hmm. I mean, how hard can that be? You know, you put it across from Library Park because so many people are hanging out in there.
Well,
or at least they have a place.
The Veterans Hall.
At the Veterans Hall where they're being harassed down there and they're defecating and urinating. I mean, you walk by the post office on a hot day or not even a hot day, the smell of urine. Mm-hmm. It's such a stench. Why can't the city put out two or three of those blue porta potties out there? Pay some guys from Good News Rescue Mission to come down there, you know, two or three times a week to clean it, and they get sucked out all the time anyway. That's part of the contract. And that can't be a lot of money.
Well, I don't think it is. I've never looked into just what it is to rent those. I mean, they're going to have a whole slew of them down at the rodeo. You know, and they're all.
It just seems to me that's an answer to some of the problems.
Well, it's better than doing it on the curb or behind the bush.
How hard is that to happen?
It's come up before council before, and it's
really?
Never gone anywhere. Well, I think that they've mentioned it in council meetings.
Well, I mean, it's got to be like, okay, hey, we're going to put them at this spot. No, we don't need a study. We know that it smells over there, so let's just put one there and there and there, three or four places, and just try it instead of having to vote it and study it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it boils down to risk management, wringing their hand and saying, somebody could sue us if a person trips on it and gets hurt or slips and falls inside or there's a crime committed inside and we don't want to be liable. It's better just to, you know, ignore the problem. That's my guess.
Well, Bob, you could be right. I don't know. I
can't
probably
this.
Could dig into it and ask some questions at the hall. But
okay, where? What do you want to accomplish here in the next few years, Gary?
My accomplishment in the next few years, number one, is to have an airline going south out of the city of Reading.
South to L.A.
South to L.A. the other one is to have... more business here in town, you know. I'd like to have them out at Stillwater Business Park, but manufacturing, be computers, whatever it is, decent, good-paying jobs, so we can get Reading. We have to get Reading back to the point to when people look up I-5 and say, "Well, look, there's a growing city up there. Reading's growing. They're doing things up there. We're not doing that." We haven't been doing that. We have to get into that tone. One thing that bothers me greatly is that Costco is going to move one of these days. And when they move, it's looking like they're going to move down towards the end of Bocelli, and that traffic's going to be horrendous. I don't know how they can do a traffic study to put it in. But How could Reading be looking at taking probably one of their largest, if not the largest, retail magnet? And by a magnet, I'm talking about other businesses want to be in the vicinity with them. Why are we taking that magnet and putting it on a piece of property where it's isolated unto itself? That does not make sense to me. It doesn't make sense whatsoever at all. Now, going out to Oasis, and I know that they say, well, the developer this and the developer that. I've been involved enough in the negotiations with the developer and the city of Reading to know that the city of Reading has some responsibility for this not happening. I don't. The city of Reading and the upper management will say, no, Gary's wrong, but I'm not wrong, and I can prove it. And the thing with it is we need to be a city that's going to be on the upswing. EDC, Tony, I'm going to slaughter Gianello.
Something like that.
Yeah, was putting a presentation last night before council. Did a really good job.
Yeah, I had lunch with Tony yesterday.
He's a good man. And Miss Mark LaSalle, I'll tell you, but Tony's a good man. He's going to do well.
Tony's hit the ground with his, running. Here.
That's right.
In hopes of there's ideas they've got. That the problem though that I see, and I don't even know if I don't know if it's a problem. Jim, we got to take a break here, and we'll get you as soon as we get back from the break. But I think what we need to do is where's the 5-year plan? Is there a 5-year plan?
I don't. There's a 10-year budget plan, but outside of that, a 5-year plan on what we want to do in the city, I don't think there one exists.
And there, my friend. Is the problem. We'll be right back after these messages with Gary Cadd.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling, and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Get quality Mohawk flooring in your home right now from Shasta Lake Floors. Finance it and pay no interest. You can get new Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, wear-dated carpet fiber, or other Mohawk flooring in your home and finance it at 0%. Shasta Lake Floors, the area's largest stocking dealer, has over 100 rolls of carpet in stock, including famous Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, and wear-dated carpet fiber, tough-tested to meet or exceed your expectations. Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet are the finest made in America, and Shasta Lake Floors has them at big savings today. Delivered by installation techs with at least 20 years of experience. For famous Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet, woods, laminates, and more at big discounts plus 0% financing, see Shasta Lake Floors today. Voted best in the North State 8 years running. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 0% financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just $1. The butterfly house is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Oh, my goodness. It's 73 degrees, going up to 98 today. Gosh, tonight mostly clear with a low around 56. Thursday mostly sunny with a high near 78. So it's going to drop 20 degrees here in Northern California area.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather report, and of course, it's a beautiful day. It'll be warm tonight for our opening of the rodeo. We're very excited about that. Yeah,
we're going to be there tonight.
Shasta Gas Propane.
Yep, that's right.
Locally owned and operated, 365-3793. All right, Mr. Cad.
Yes.
Okay, so we've talked about you running again. Let's go to the phones. Jim, you have been waiting. Thank you so much. Do you have a question? You're live on the air.
Good morning, Jim.
Yes, I have a question for Gary. Gary, why don't we get the people here in town to donate some porta potties and then have the different people here in town donate their time to pump them out by being able to hang their sign just being pumped by for the city for free by so-and-so and do that on a monthly basis or a weekly basis, something like that. And then the people, the porta potties would be owned by the people of the city of Reading, and therefore they're
Well, that probably be a good idea, Jim. I'm sitting here trying to wrap my head around.
Carl's Crapper. That's it. I want the first one, Jim. Carl's Crapper. I want a little sign on it, and or it could be the Bot Bistro. I'm not sure, but you know it could be something like that. And you do put a little sign out there on it. You know how it says this portion of the highway is cleaned by. You know,
right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then that would be a situation where the responsibility or liability wouldn't be on the city, which I think is part of what's stopping it now. But no, I will start talking to some folks and see what we can come up, because that's a darn good idea.
But you know the thing, it's such a simple thing, Jim. You know what? And here's the thing, Jim.
Or the front door.
Well, not at my front door, but we can do is we really need to put them in front of the city hall, in front of the city council, so people can really show what they think. No offense, Gary. I know you're not. No. Okay, but here's the thing is that's something that's simple. And people see, well, why can't we just do that? And there's probably legal reasons. I mean.
Work your way around them.
Work
your way around
thank
them.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, what you say is instead of, no, tell me, I want you to put it out there and tell me how you're going to do that. Well, I can't do it. Well, I'm going to get somebody that can. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Get somebody that can. You're a lawyer. You've been working here. You're making $150,000 a year. You're going to retire in a couple of years at $150,000 a year when you're 54. Find a way for us to put a crapper out there.
Yeah, it would be one heck of a way to
thanks,
to,
Jim.
To help the community.
Hello? I mean, how hard is this?
Well, I mean, doing that, we could take care of hopefully all, but at least partially take care of the problem over here at the Vets and at Vets Hall and then over at the library.
Why don't you try, first of all, just start two of them right here, mm-hmm. right there at the Library Park,
yep,
right across the street there on that little piece of property, mm-hmm. and put it right there and just see what happens. You know, I mean, somebody says, oh, they're going to shoot up in there. Let them. You know, maybe you'll find, you know, maybe they won't. But who cares? They're going to shoot up someplace. And then the other one is by the park over there by the library.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Something along that.
Great idea,
yeah,
Gary.
Yeah, no, well, that's Jim's idea. But yeah, Jim, I will pick the ball up and start talking about it and see if we can come up with an answer for that.
Well, some people said we're going to need three of them. Men, women, and your guess is as good as mine. That kind of thing. But I'm not sure. All right. So unfunded liabilities, it's not going to get better.
Mm-mm. No, the unfunded liabilities will peak in 2020, and then that amount in 2020 will continue on for additional 20 years. And it's going to be an additional probably $11 to $13 million a year. That's on top of the ongoing. See, the thing with it is we're right now the city is paying a larger percentage of salary because mm-hmm. they're already starting to pick up on that ramp up. Mm-hmm. And that will go up for 5 years till 1920, and then that will continue on out. And there's the unfunded pensions, which is called smoothing. There's There's the risk management, which is trying to manage their 7% return on investments when they do and don't receive it. And then there's the longevity, because they're living longer and they have to start raising pensions for that. So it's a problem, and it's something we have to have. We have to have a community conversation, and I have a team working on it, and we'll be coming forward with some information here in the not-too-distant future.
All right.
Now, one other thing I need to mention, too.
Okay. We got
the
time. And then we'll go to
we'll get to Nick right after this. The ballot measure that's coming up. I've been informed that the ballot measure has to be run by, even though it's already voted on and ready to go on the ballot, it has to be run by the Board of Equalization. Because the Board of Equalization is the board that will actually collect the money and then send it to us. And it seems that Weed and Dunsmuir had a tax measure in the last two elections. The last election, they both had one, and they're not collecting the money because it wasn't written correctly, and the Bureau of Equalization can't collect the money.
Well, Anderson must have done it right.
Well, Anderson did it right. I don't know if the city did it. See, I'm not involved in any of this.
Yeah.
See, so I don't know if the city did it right. So I'm mentioning it now that if it's not written correctly, it would be something else if we went ahead and ran it through and passed it, and then said, by the way,
we can't do it. Right. Oh, another big mistake here by the city for all those people we pay all that money to.
So see, now if it's not written correctly, and I'm not saying that it isn't, but if it's not written correctly, then we're going to have to go back and change the verbiage and re-vote on it again. So it'll be something interesting.
All right, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Gary.
Yep.
I was told that if you take a department, say the fire department or the police department, say the police department gets a budget of $10 million, before anything is paid, they have to pay their share of their unfunded pension liability. Say if it's $3 million, and then they deal with the rest of their budget after that. So is that true?
Yes, it is. See, CalPERS every year gives the city an actuarial report, and in that report, it tells the city what percentage of salary they have to pay. So, in other words, if somebody's making $100,000 a year and the percentage is 46%, that means they have to send $46,000 for that individual into CalPERS.
I'd like to go a little further with my comment.
Go ahead.
Say we pass this tax and everybody's going to get more money. Say the police department gets another $3 million, but their unfunded liability goes up to, say, $6 million. We've just defeated our purpose by giving them money for extra patrols and this and that, because it has to go to the unfunded liabilities.
Well, see, this is the reason why that I have been questioning this ballot measure and just how the money is going to be locked down and where it's going to go. And last night I was given permission to I have reserved the right to sign or to write the argument against the ballot measure coming up. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to write one, because I'm hoping we can get this taken care of so we, the people, you, Nick, Jim that called earlier, and all of us will know how this money is going to be spent. Now, the committee we put together that's going to be autonomous from the city to oversee where this money goes. So there's a lot of things we need to look at, because we're talking roughly $110 million over 10 years, which is a few dollars, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And so where's the money going to go, and how's it going to be spent?
Well, that's always been everybody's fear, is this money's just going to go to wages and pensions, and it looks to me like there's a very good possibility that that might be so. With that, I'll bid you a fond farewell and have a great day.
Hey, you too.
Thanks, Nick. Mm-hmm. Those are good questions. You know, the thing is that for every action, there's a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of thing here with giving raises or hiring more people just kind of exasperates the pension thing, unless everybody's being hired, pays for it up front, so it's a, you know, so it's neutral. And is that happening?
Well, let's take this into effect. Back in 2007, the general fund budget was $78 million. Now, through the process of 12 budget reduction sessions we had up into 11, that budget was reduced down to actually $59.9 million. Although if you go back...
The deficit or the budget?
No, the budget amount.
Okay.
Went from 78 down to 59.9. If you look, you won't find the 59.9 number because the city was successful in getting capturing, I think, three grants. That it actually came out about $62 million as a low. Well, now we're back up in the neighborhood of $70
million. $70 million for what?
For the general fund budget.
Okay.
It's gone back up.
All right.
But in the process of doing that, we have hired some individuals within the city, and we have those four police officers that we've hired, and part of that was on a grant. But we really haven't hired the 19 sworn police officers back or the firemen back that we need to be hiring back. One of the reasons for that is employee costs have gone up. And employee costs have gone up because the percentage given to the pension plans has gone up.
That's true. That's neutral then, because really we're paying up front, but we don't have to pay in the long run.
Yeah, right? But you're paying the unfunded pensions is where this increase is coming from.
Okay. Gary Cadd, you know, Gary, sometimes you ever feel like you're a voice crying in the wilderness out there?
Yeah.
Reading City Councilman
Keep
Gary Cadd.
Keep it up, buddy.
You know, somebody's got to keep watching our times here. Hey, look, today at 10:30, the Marines are going to be out at the rodeo grounds. We want to come out and meet them. The Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, they're going to be getting presentations from the city, the county, and a few other groups of people out there. Be a good chance to meet them. Then they're off to the Veterans Home for lunch. Tonight, rodeo. Let's kick it off tonight. We're going to be there. Hope everybody has a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Thank you, Bob.
Which are you?
Yeehaw. Down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my
ground. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The United States sees evidence that hackers possibly working for foreign governments are snooping on the presidential candidates. That's according to National Intelligence Director James Clapper. The activity follows a pattern set in the last two presidential elections. Clapper says the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working with the campaigns. Donald Trump edging closer to clinching the Republican presidential nomination, just 77 delegates away after winning in Oregon. Trump admits to having some regrets about some of the things he has said during the campaign, their impact on people that he has targeted.
I see suffering. I mean, I see tremendous suffering, and I understand it. I have a very big heart. A lot of people don't understand that, but people that know me do. And we have to take care of our country. And I do feel America first.
Trump talking to Fox News Channel's Megyn Kelly. The interview aired last night. Heading into the busy summer travel season, the TSA trying to do...